Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Morning.
I'm wondering, how does the dynamic of practice and meetings and locker rooms change when the preseason is over and now you're getting ready for a real game number one?
Yeah, you know, it changes a lot. You know, you just, during training camp, there's really not as much preparation going into each game as in the regular season. You know, you really focus in on what they do and, you know, cut down the game plan to, you know, try and attack the things that they do. So I think that, you know, obviously in the preseason you have a lot more guys. You know, the locker room's a lot, you know, more full.
Right.
So 53 guys, you know, you definitely see a change from 90 to 53. It's just really just focusing in on, you know, what the Titans specifically do on offense.
So essentially you go from preseason where it's a general football practice with drills and generic stuff versus specifics for the Tennessee Titans, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, how nerve-wracking is that final cutdown day for guys? I mean, probably not much for Tom Brady, but for everybody else?
I mean, yeah, it definitely is. It's one of those days where you kind of put your phone on silent and you kind of look at it every few hours and hope not to see a Patriot stadium number calling you, you know. So I've had a phone call like that a couple times. It's definitely not a good feeling. You know, it's just one of those things that you try and do the best you can during a training camp to prove to the coaches that you're a valuable person for that 53.
Hey, last time you took on the Titans, I believe the score was 59-0. Should we expect that again, or are you going to run it up this time?
That would be nice. I think that game, what was that, October game, and there was about 6 inches of snow on the ground, if I can remember correctly. That was a fun game, though. That was a great victory for us. But, you know, this is a completely different team now. You know, if you look from the quarterback, you know, the new quarterback, you know, a lot of different guys on their offense. So, you know, now we just got to focus in on them this year. And, you know, this is a brand new year for us and for them. So, you know, it's going to be a fun game.
Hey, if you're as a pass rusher, what do you prefer? Generally, you think pass rusher before an immobile quarterback. But immobile quarterbacks, they drop back. They get rid of the ball like a, you know, Drew Bledsoe, Joe Flacco, guys who can't run, can't move. They, you know, they know what they're doing. They get rid of the ball, you know, preferably for them before you can hit them. Or would you rather go against a scrambler, a guy that's, oh, he's got good speed, like a, not necessarily Vic, who's, you know, the reinvented the position, but a Jake Locker can run, can get outside the pocket. Does that worry you as a pass rusher or excite you? Because when he feels the heat, he's going to scramble, then you get to run him down.
Yeah, I mean, there's two different dynamics to pass rush when, you know, there's a guy that can scramble and there's a guy that's a pocket quarterback. You know, obviously you can't just kind of have an uncontrolled pass rush because the guys that can run, you know, if they see that opening, they're going to take it and they're going to, you know, gain a lot of yards. So, you know, you really have to be a smart rusher in the sense of not giving him any type of lane to step up into and run or to get out of the pocket and run. So it's really a different mentality with a guy that can run. You know, the pocket quarterbacks, you know, they're going to be in there. They're not going to try and get out, because, you know, their advantage is their arm. You know, a lot of guys that can run, their advantage is their legs and their arm, you know. So, the guys that can get out and run, those guys are a little bit more challenging because they can make some plays extend, which in the back end is harder for those guys to keep covering.
But I think once you get them flushing from the pocket, like half the battle's already won, don't you think? Initially, they want to drop back 3 steps, 5 steps, and throw. When you flush them in the pocket, they might break a play here and make a play, but you've got them. You've screwed up the play.
Yeah. I mean, when they get out of the pocket, definitely the timing with the receivers is all off.
Right.
You know, they're pointing different directions to try and get the receiver to break, and, you know, the defensive back is hitting the receiver out of bounds. You know, it definitely changes the aspect of the game in a sense of defending, you know, the pass with the guy being able to run out of the pocket. And, you know, it messes them up, definitely messes them up. But, you know, sometimes when you put on the ESPN at the end of the, you know, after all the games are played, you see the scrambling plays where, it's, you know, they make some big plays out of it. So, you know, we just got to do a good job of containing him and, you know, not letting him extend the play and making a big play out of it.
Hey, Rob, how much film was available to look at Jake Locker? I wouldn't think a guy like him, there would be a lot of stuff to look at.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, he played some games last year, the preseason. You know, he's out there playing. So, you know, you take a look at the film and, you know, see what their offense does with him in and with him out. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, he's got a good arm. He can make all the throws. He can actually, you know, he can run out of the pocket, which, you know, gives him, you know, kind of a dual threat guy. But you just have to know that this is going to be his first start. This is going to, you know, they're going to try and make things not too difficult for him. Mm-hmm. So obviously the running game is going to be very important to them.
Hey, Rob, I'm good for one stupid question per interview. You'll learn that over the course of this year. So here it is. How do you know when your football team is ready to play, and how do you know when you're ready to go? Or
well,
do you?
I mean, that's what the training camp and the week of preparation is for. You know, we put in a lot of hours to prepare ourselves each week so that when we go out on the field on Sunday, we're confident in our game plan. We're confident in what we know they are going to do against us. So, you know, that just comes into preparation. You know, the more prepared you are, the more ready you are, you know, you're not asking yourself any questions mm-hmm. about, you know, are you ready to go? You know that, hey, I went in, you know, I prepared well for this whole week. This whole week, I prepared well for this game. And you're going to the game, you know, ready to roll.
Hey, you guys, your defense wasn't very good. Statistically, last year, you were near the bottom. You went to the Super Bowl anyway. You almost won the Super Bowl. The question now, Rob, is the defense better? Is this defense better than it was last year?
You know, I think that you know, everyone looks at the glaring aspect of, you know, the passing yards against us last year. And, you know, obviously that's not something that you want to give up. But, you know, I think that this year we're definitely, you know, younger. You know, we got couple guys in that are going to really help us out. And I think Chandler, you know, he's for a rookie, you know, I've been around a little bit. He's pretty good, but, you know, we all got some things to work on individually. You know, Dante obviously is going to be, you know, he's going to be a good addition for us. So, you know, I think that, you know, everything is looking good right now, but we got to make sure that we go out there and, you know, execute the things that we need to do. And, you know, I think last year, a thing that really helped us out was those turnovers. And, you know, if you look at our turnover ratio, we were top in the league. So, you know, if we weren't as high in the league last year and getting the ball off the offense, you know, I don't think we would have been as good as we were. So we got to continue to be aggressive in the sense of getting those interceptions, fumbles, making those turnovers to give our offense more of an opportunity to score.
All right, Rob, final question, and 10 bonus points for you if you can pronounce the new tight end's last name.
the Hawaiian guy.
Yeah, the Hawaiian guy.
No, I can't at all. I can't. No,
well, what do you call him when you pass him in the hallway?
I say, what's up, buddy?
We're told it's Uh Oh Manawana Nui. So you can just call him Uh Oh.
Uh Oh Manawana Nui.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think his first name is Mike. I just call him Mike.
Yeah, that'd be easier. Yeah. All right, yeah. Rob, good luck on Sunday. We'll be watching.
All right, thanks.
Talk to you next week. Our conversation with Rob Ninkovich.